If you think crime is on the rise, you'd be right. And if you think people in Hollywood are playing make-believe, you'd be right about that as well. West Hollywood voted yesterday to cut Los Angeles County Sheriff funding. They voted to defund the police in a place where crime has been skyrocketing. Yep, they're defunding the police. That's how they voted, 3-2. Crime is up 137%. You just scratch your head and go, what's going on there? I don't know. David Safavian is the general counsel for the American Conservative Union. Joining me now, David, good to have you.
Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's remarkable to me that people can be so tone deaf and oblivious to violent and rising crime in this country, but somehow the talking points, apparently it's very seductive to some of these people. I mean, you look at what happened to West Hollywood. They've lost their minds, haven't they?
They are absolutely insane. You know, we look all across the country at crime rates at ACU. We've got a whole team dedicated to criminal justice. And, you know, when we look at the spiking crime rates, particularly the spiking violent crime rates, one of the biggest drivers, we believe, is the whole defund the police rhetoric. You know, I used to work as a police officer down here in Washington, D.C., and, you know, one of the things they taught us in the academy was you roll the windows down, you talk to the street, you listen to people, you do that version of community policing, and that's how you get to the hub of the crime. Well, you know, when you're defunding the police and you're cutting cops and you're taking guys off the street, guess what? They don't want to do community policing. They roll their windows up and they drive in circles. That's one of the drivers of crime. This is why George Gascon, the district attorney that's funded by George Soros, is going to lose his reelect. You know, these progressive granolas just don't get it. They don't see the connection between proactive law enforcement and lower crime rates.
I like granola. Wait a second.
Are you sitting there wearing Birkenstocks, too?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm wearing Birkenstocks and crunching on handmade organic granola, just to be clear. At any rate, David, but you look across this country, all kidding aside, I don't care what city you look at, Milwaukee, Chicago, you look at Miami, you look at Philadelphia, you look at Los Angeles. Anywhere in this country where you've had this weak-willed approach. I mean, I just saw a story, maybe you saw this, 150,000 fentanyl pills with two suspects arrested, and they're released on a PR bond a couple of days later. 150,000 fentanyl pills, enough to kill millions of people, they're busted with in California, and they're back on the street? I'm sorry. Again, have they lost their minds?
A lot of them have. And, you know, one of the areas where we have been tracking is this group of prosecutors that don't believe, I want to put it this way, instead of focusing on public safety, they focus on economic justice, environmental justice, the latest is abortion justice, all those other versions of justice before they get to safety. And they're all funded by this one guy named George Soros, right? And so George Soros figured out that the quickest way to screw everything up was to buy off a prosecutor, and they're cheap to buy. And, you know, we've got them here down in Virginia, but, you know, I'm a Michigander. You know, there's one of them in Michigan, out in Washington County, Eli Savitt, who just announced he's not going to prosecute, you know, certain categories of crimes out of Washington County. And these are the guys that say, you know what, bail is just unfair. We're not going to impose bail. We're just going to let him go.
Yeah, and if people thought I was kidding, listen to this. 150,000 fentanyl pills, enough to kill millions of people. The two suspects, Jose Zendejas and Benito Mandrigal, 25 and 19, both from Washington, arrested during a traffic stop and then turned loose on no bail. How do you turn people? They had... It's unconscionable.
So we've got the same type of prosecutor down here that you got in Washington. This guy, Steve Descano, is the district. Here they call him the Commonwealth's attorney. And they don't believe in bail unless there is a flight risk or there's a risk of more serious crime. And it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
It just doesn't surprise me.
So, meanwhile, Joe Biden's numbers are, he's 18.1 percentage points in the hole, according to the Real Clear Politics average, very close on 538 as well. It's unbelievable. He's 5 or 6 points lower than Donald Trump was at this point. Lowest in second-year presidencies ever for numbers. And it's not coming back because the border's open. Crime is terrible, as you point out. The economy's lousy. But they're doing everything they can to push this J6 committee, which nobody's paying attention to. Then they have this outrageous testimony yesterday from this aide who said, well, he got angry and he threw his sandwich and he lunged for the wheel. David, I'm pretty sure that the beast, that the passenger, the protectorate, the president, he has no access to the front of the car. None. He can't get to the steering wheel. And so this, and well, now you've got Secret Service agents saying they're willing to testify. That's all garbage. But it just shows you how desperate the left is to take their eyes off from crime, like you're talking about, or the border, or the economy, or anything, right?
They want to talk about anything related to Donald Trump and nothing related to things that affect everyday Americans. And this girl, you know, look, she's a 26-year-old girl under huge amounts of pressure, and she'll say anything that they want her to say. The fact of the matter is that more than half of what she said were second, third, and fourth hand. This whole story about Trump lunging for the steering wheel, you're right, it doesn't pass the last test. Two Secret Service agents are ready to go testify. Do you think Adam Schiff's going to invite him to come and rebut the testimony? Of course not.
David, we've gone from what did the president know and when did he know it to when did the president throw his sandwich and where did he throw it? I mean, really?
Yeah.
I think we've lost our minds. Anyhow, today could be a big day in American history. I believe the dismantling of the regulation nation starts today. I'm counting on the Supreme Court, David. We'll have you back after that because, as a lawyer, you can explain to the folks the Chevron doctrine and how it's going to be removed from American public life, and these agencies will get kicked out as well. Another big day for America. But, David, good for having you here. Thank you.
Thank you. Anytime, Steve.
David Safavian, General Counsel, American Conservative Union. You can find him at CPAC and places like that. It's coming up in August in Dallas, by the way. We'll be there. A quick break on the Steve Dura Show. I'll be right back.